And now, more kid-friendly radio. Here comes Wee Kids! Hi. Hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based stories and songs for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with Wee Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His dear Son, Jesus Christ, the only way to live. And Amanda, how are you doing in your Christian life and faith? Do you love the Lord with all your heart? Wonderful, good news. Hello, Ashley. Hello, Mary and Abigail and Joanna and Ian over in this friendly family here. Andre, it's good to have you along. Hello, Krisha. Hello, Brianna. Hello, Abby. Oh, I like this picture of you, sweet kid. And is it true that you have a dog by the name of Boo Boo? I know a kid by the name of... In fact, Boo Boo, are you listening? It's so nice to have you along. Marcus, it's good to have you listening. Hello, Eva. Hello, Renee. And hi to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to Wee Kids. Now, have you ever seen the place where God lives? Yes, you have. It has two legs, two arms, a head, because Christians are God's house. And we'll be learning more about this during Bible time coming up. So nice to have you along for kid-sized radio. This is Wee Kids!
Why should it be a secret that I am born again? Why should it be a secret that Jesus is my friend? I'll shout it from the rooftops, sing it in the rain. I'll never keep it secret. Sins are washed away. Why should it be a secret? This joy will never fade. I'll shout it from the rooftops, sing it in the rain. I'll never keep a secret again.
Good news can't help but travel.
You got it.
Good news music on your radio. By the way, do you know, youngster, that the word gospel literally means good news? The gospel of Jesus Christ is that we can know God, love Him, be adopted into His family. We can have life, which is so much better than what we deserve. The Bible says we deserve to die for our sins. That's terribly bad news. Well, that's what makes the good news good. I appreciate living, and I hope you do too. This is a Full of Life program called We Kids. If you've just tuned in, like Freddie over here, welcome, my good man. Garrett, welcome. Any ladies just tuned in? Raquel, young lady, welcome to you too. This is We Kids on your radio. Now, about the place where God lives, did you hear me say that at the beginning of the program? God lives in His people. We are called His temple. We are called His house. We are called His body. And speaking of the body of Christ...
Eye in the eye, I go blink, blink. Yes, eye in the eye, and I can wink. Eye in the eye, but I can't think. That belongs to my friend the brain.
I'm Fred, 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 Fred. I'm the brain with the electric car and patter pit. I'm the brain, I can think and learn it bit by bit. Yes, I'm Fred, 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 all the time.
I go, lub dub, lub dub, I go. I am the heart, I pump like so. I'm bringing life to all the parts. I am consistent, I'm the heart.
I'm swinging, I'm swinging, swinging on life's merry way. I'm the arm, I'm the arm, I'm bringing rest to all.
Yes, the Bible says we are God's body, we are God's temple, we are God's house. And that's what today's Bible time is all about. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 is where you can read this. During family Bible time, Mama, Papa, if you'd like to guide the family this direction, sometime in the future, or today, if you'd like, the Bible says that we are God's temple. In his letter to the church at Corinth, the Apostle Paul, inspired to write by the Holy Spirit, says that we're like a house that belongs to God. Like an expert builder, he writes, I built the foundation of that house. I used the gift that God gave me to do this. Others are building on that foundation, but everyone should be careful how he builds. The foundation has already been built. No one can build any other foundation. The foundation that has already been laid is Jesus Christ. Anyone can build on that foundation using gold, silver, jewels, wood, grass, or straw. But the work that each person does will be clearly seen, because the day will make it plain. That day will appear with fire, and the fire will test every man's work. If the building that a man puts on the foundation still stands, he will get his reward. But if his building is burned up, he will suffer loss. The man will be saved, but it will be as if he escaped from a fire. You should know that you yourselves are God's temple. God's Spirit lives in you. Youngster, that's a good verse to remember. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Do you not know that you're a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?
You are the light of my soul, oh Lord. You are the candle in my life. You are the light of my soul, oh Lord. You keep the flame burning bright. You are the one who lights my path. You lead me in the way of truth. You are the rock on which I stand. Forevermore I'll trust in you. Forevermore I'll trust in you.
Wow, that's good news, that God lives through us, He loves through us, He shines through us. Remember that, youngster, and take good care of the temple or the body that God has given to you. And now, oh no, the grump is not in the mood to march, I can tell. That's all right, I can see that there are plenty of kids who are in the mood to march here. Brittany, you want to be march leader over here? I am picking you. Nolan, I'm making you march leader over here. Rachel, I'm putting you ahead of Trishelle and Tracy in this friendly family. Over here, it looks like Judah. Yes, I got your email, friend. Would you like to be march leader ahead of Noel and Ashriel and Samuel and Jasmine and Nathaniel in this happy household? And Mama, Papa, help me out with this thing, please. I'd love to go through all these names, but I just can't. So if I have not picked a march leader in your family, will you please pick a march leader? Meanwhile, I'll go over the rules to the... you tuning up there? Oh, my goodness. Rules for our wonderful Wee Kids March. First of all, everybody has to be marching in this thing. Mamas and papas and grandpas and grandmas and uncles and aunts are all included in this, along with, of course, the kids of the radio neighborhood. Rule number one, you have to keep your feet in time with the music. Number two, knees up high. It is a march, Mary. Number three, especially if you're a big marcher, a daddy-sized marcher, please watch out for the little people. Don't trample over the little marchers. And number four, be sure to watch out for the trombone players during our wonderful Wee Kids March. And they're on. Well, the band is tuned up and in good form today. A few minutes back, I was beginning to wonder about this. Hello, Mary. Good marching. Left, you left, you left, you right, you left. Charity, it doesn't do any good to make faces at the radio. You cannot make me laugh. Except for that one. Here comes Abel. And Esther comes marching through. Nolan, good march leading. Judah, you're doing a fine job on this thing, too. Watch out for the bone players, Noel. These guys have trouble marching and playing at the same time. We know how that goes. Here's a papa with his trombone. Take a listen to that. But watch out for the man, huh? Ashriel comes marching through. Samuel, good marching. Here comes Jasmine. And Nathaniel. Daniel comes marching in. What? What is going on back there? Please march over the junk. Don't stumble over the stuff. Oh, brother. Dina comes marching in and marching through. Darius, good marching. Hello, Lexi. Hello, Crystal. Here comes Daniel and Kara. Octavine, good marching. Here comes Heather. Tiffany's making faces again. Is that you? Hello, Paul. Here comes Kimberly. Good march, leading deer. Rebecca, not too far behind. Hello, little James. He's getting bigger, though, isn't he? Hello, Lillian. Hello, Bethany. Hello, Christine. Rachel and Nicole. Good marching, girls. Okay, we're going to turn this thing around. Are you ready? That means the other direction. To the rear. March. Other way, Marty. Virginia. Massey, turn it around. This is our wonderful Wee Kids March. All the kids in the radio neighborhood marching around like this. Wonderful stuff. All the way to the end now. Stick with it. Good marching, youngster. You may be seated. Mr. Nick here with Wee Kids.
Have you ever seen the little things God has made? Fascinating creatures on flower and blade. Let's take a look, they're on parade. The itsy bitsy creatures that God has made.
It's the itsy bitsy creatures that God has made.
Have you ever seen a butterfly flitting about? Checking bright colors going in and out. The lesson we learn from the butterfly.
Butterflies, squirrels, hamsters. God has made all of these itsy-bitsy creatures to glorify himself. By the way, he's also made the big ones. Steady there, big fella. God has made kids as well. And you are precious, youngster. Made in the image of God, the Bible says.
Let all little children praise the Lord. Let all the little children praise the Lord. Let all the little children praise the Lord. Little children love to praise. Praise the Lord.
Clap their hands. little children. Singing this song,
hallelujah,
let all the little children sing this song,
hallelujah,
let all the little children sing this song.
Especially during Wee Kids, and that's what we're doing right now. Here's Glory's music.
Down in a noisy small valley, somewhere near Jubilation Wood, lived a little band of Glories who sang as loud as they could. Hallelujah, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Their vocabulary wasn't enormous. In fact, it was really quite small. If it wasn't worth saying hallelujah, it just wasn't worth saying at all. Instead of legs, they had bed springs to help them keep jumping around. And with tambourine at the ready, oh, this is how they'd look and sound. Hallelujah, 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 amen. Hallelujah, 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 amen. The Glories, though, had opposition. The Miseries were the names of their foes. They hated to hear Glory singing, and this song got right up their nose. Hallelujah, 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 amen. Hallelujah, 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 amen. The Miseries decided to take action. While the Glories were sleeping, they'd nip up to them and dislocate their bed springs, and with a needle they'd sew up their lips. But as they crept into the Glory camp, they panicked and in seconds were gone, 'cause all of those sleeping little Glories were merrily snoring this song. Hallelujah, 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 amen. Hallelujah, 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 amen. This song, of course, has a meaning, and this is the point to this story. Life on this earth can be misery. Oh, life on this earth can be glory!
Yes.
Hallelujah, 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 amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, 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 amen.
One more time.
Hallelujah, 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 amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, 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 amen.
Oh, I like that music on Wee Kids because it's music about praising the Lord, lifting Him up, and that's exactly what we've been doing for the past half hour or so. Oh, it is so good to have the kids of the radio neighborhood gathered around like this. By the way, do you remember this good verse? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. This was following the story about being God's body, or God's temple, or God's house. Remember that? 1 Corinthians 3:16, do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? I hope, I pray that you're a child of the King. Well, would you look at what's coming in? flying in low, way off in the distance. Could this be my ride? And it's got a rope hanging from it. A little lower, down this way, over. I can't catch that rope. Oh, brother, I can't believe some of the silly stuff that goes on around this radio station. How do they expect me to catch a rope hanging from an airplane that goes flying? Well, it looks like Mr. Nick is walking again. It's good exercise. But wouldn't it be nice just to have a regular ride home? Until next time, kiddo, remember, God loves you, and I love you too. I truly, duly do. See you around, youngin'. Rope hanging from an airplane. Oh, brother.